think I was only about 9 years old when the headmaster came into our classroom, told us to put down our pencils, and with a very worried look on his face, explained that we all had to leave school and climb the nearby hill. We did as we were told. I don't remember anyone being silly or pushing or fighting. No one laughed either. The whole school, classroom by classroom, quietly and obediently filed along the corridor, down the front steps and out into the driveway. Some of us were afraid. We had listened to our parents and the radio the night before, and we knew what had happened. But even though we wanted to get up the hill quickly, no one panicked. Not one person broke into a run as all 250 of us climbed single file up the old track as we zigzagged. At the top on the broad, flat paddock overlooking our homes, we looked out to the sea and waited. We were watching the horizon for a thin, rising blue line that we expected would rush quickly towards us and break as a huge wave across the suburb below, destroying and splintering each building as it went. Our imaginations even allowed us to be covered in spray as the water dashed against itself at the cliffs at our feet. We were in Redcliffs, a seaside suburb in Christchurch, and it was 1960 in Chile, over 10,000 kilometres away. On the other side of the Pacific Ocean, a huge earthquake had destroyed cities and killed thousands of people. The shock of the quake had shunted the whole ocean to west, briefly sucking away the sea from the South American coast. Returning the water had rushed back with a disastrous surge that had killed and destroyed. After it receded, ships were left high and dry in the city streets. But the westward surge didn't stop there. It continued heading towards New Zealand at about 800 kilometres an hour. It would be an unnoticeable shift to any ship in the deep ocean, as it reached the shore, it expected a wall of water 15 to 20 metres high. The radio news had called it a tsunami. We called it a tidal wave. In Redcliffs and in summer, the next suburb around the shore were evacuating their homes, heading for the inland into the city. From our hilltop, we watched the cars drive past the school, their bulging boots loaded with household valuables tied down with string. Some cars stopped. Panting mums and dads ran up the zigzag